When people get out of prison, they're often broke. They have expenses. They need money. Michael Van Linden went through the court system last year. He had been a commercial fisherman and had a good-paying job at a mine. But his arrest for felony DUI caused him to lose that and most everything else.
And then I ended up, you know, working at a fish plant for $10 an hour. And, you know, it's hard to have a family, you know, functioning off of $10 an hour when you're the main breadwinner.
Fortunately, there was support. He was able to get job training. He says that was encouraging. Now he's a caseworker for a nonprofit that counsels recovering addicts after they're released from prison. And he says he can relate to the dilemma that many of his clients face when they reach the outside.
You have, you know, an opportunity to make $9 an hour, which is barely going to pay the rent. And then, you know, you see your friends or you see other people that you used to know, they're living high off the hog because they're selling drugs or stealing or doing stuff like that. Yeah, you're gonna kind of go, well, maybe this isn't worth it.
He's one of about 300 who had registered with a program called Second Chance, run by the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska.
Second Chance served everybody coming out of incarceration, men, women, tribal members, non-tribal members, you name it. You know, because we're funded by the Bureau of Justice, it was a program open to everyone.
Talia Ames ran the program.
Whether it be go getting a tribal ID down the hall or talking to child support about their case or getting them a clothing voucher, offering them the opportunity to do all or none on their own timeline with us advocating and helping them get to those resources.
The Juneau Reentry Coalition works to promote public safety by helping former prisoners. The coalition's coordinator, Don Habiger, says Second Chance was unique for Juneau as it didn't require a referral from a probation officer or special application or any special status.
In other words, they had normal office hours. Anybody could walk into their office and receive help and support.
Many former prisoners have little education and are addicts. Second Chance had been largely funded by a $724,000 grant awarded in 2014 by the Federal Bureau of Justice Assistance. Ames said Central Council applied for an additional grant in March, but it wasn't selected.
I guess our application wasn't strong enough.
After less than 2 years running, the program shut down this month. But Ames says the need is still there. The common thread for most of the program's clients are addiction, street drugs, alcohol, prescription painkillers.
And without these supportive services, it's going to get worse. It's not a hopeful time if we start cutting these avenues to have funding for these programs that are integral to healing our community.
This week, the Alaska legislature is back in a special session debating criminal justice reform. Officials from the State Department of Corrections say reentry programs are critical for addressing the state's recidivism rate. About two-thirds of Alaska prisoners reoffend. Megan Edge is a spokeswoman for the Department of Corrections.
The commissioner and our entire administration right now really sees the importance of our reentry programs across the state.
State corrections officials are in talks with Central Council over ways to resurrect Second Chance or a similar reentry program. But in the meantime, Juneau's lost what, for many, had been their main option for support. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.